Hello, everybody. Appreciate that you all managed to attend our talk, which is the latest one on the second day on that awesome FOSDEM conference. We are talking today about Kubernetes on-premise, which is basically quite difficult and challenging talk. And we at Metalstack.io created a software which helps you to create Kubernetes at scale in your own data center on-premise, and should be or is, in our opinion, available alternative to proprietary solutions like Broadcom or VMware from Broadcom and other solutions to create Kubernetes in your own data center. My name is Stefan Meyer. I'm CTO at Exelend. We are a small consulting company from Munich. My colleague Gerrit will take over in the middle of the talk. We are located in Munich and about 30 people, founded in 1999. We are mainly focused on the financial market, so our customers are banks and insurances mostly. We also became 2 years ago also a hosting provider for Kubernetes as a service, which is based on the technology we implemented at Metalstack. We are also CNCF Silver member. We try to show you how we in Europe can get more confident in doing our own cloud business and not only rely on American cloud providers. As you all for sure recognize that the political landscape changed a bit in the last weeks, and that will continue, I'm pretty sure, and this enforces us in Europe to act. It's not only that the cloud providers are dominating the market, it's also that the on-premise market is dominated by American software companies, VMware at the most prominent one. We at Metalstack think or are pretty sure that we should do something against this dominance. Grown as an open source alternative in the European area. And we also believe that Kubernetes is here to stay. It's already 10 years old and proven to be very stable and should be the foundation for clouds created and born in Europe for all kinds of applications for all kinds of applications and also for as a base for virtualization workloads. This will help the European industries to gain freedom and also leave the proprietary boundaries they actually have. In Europe, the GDPR also requires that we own our data, which is not the case if all our data is located or controlled by American or Chinese companies. On the other hand, we are still too shy in Europe to create something new, which is big enough to create a viable alternative, but we are not too dumb. We just have to start, and that's what we did. The time to leave the public cloud is now, as in the keynote yesterday was said, it's the global switch day, so in our opinion, it's also the global switch day to leave the public cloud now, so yesterday. So what have we done? So to bring the cloud into your own data center, we created a Metal as a Service API, which basically enables you to turn your own hardware in your own data center into an elastic cloud infrastructure. And as shown here in the picture, imagine you have, as here shown, two different data centers full fully equipped with servers and switches. They are all connected to our API. And as a user, as a consumer, as an API consumer, you can tell this API, please give me a machine of a specific size, in T-shirt size, for example, with a specific amount of CPUs and RAM and hard disks. Tell this API, and 1.5 minutes later, you will have a fully installed, ready-to-use bare metal machine with this operating system and the specification you gave the API. And we use that to create later Kubernetes clusters based on that API specification. And you will ask why bare metal? We have virtualization technologies, as guys already talked about today. There are pros and cons to use bare metal. You obviously get the best performance if you skip the virtualization layer and the lowest latency. And since we have 100G networks or more, since we have flash disks, you would not give 20% or more away for the virtualization layer. Instead, you will gain the whole performance of the bare metal. You also get the best possible tenant separation, because if your workload runs on this server and nothing else, then no one else can, for example, interrupt your workloads with the performance he creates. The stack is also simpler, so between your application and the CPU is nothing else than container virtualization, which is negligible. And it's also optimized.